SuperTube is brought to you by SuperPicks. Play for free, win for real.
And then there were two. The story of the Africa Cup of Nations 2021. It started all the way in January. We are fast approaching the end. And I don't know if we all sort of predicted that Egypt at the very least would be in the final, but I think most of us at Senegal would make it all the way, and they certainly have. That is how we start. SuperTube, powered by SuperPicks. Digo, Donna.
Hello.
Hello.
Welcome back. Welcome back. Andy, welcome back.
Thank you.
Paul Itulunyane, welcome back. And we've got a VIP in studio today, making her debut on SuperTube. Itumeleng Senne, head of marketing, SuperSport. And before we get into anything else, we have to do the ceremonial welcome. So
all
this is for you.
Thank you very much.
You are now officially a SuperTuber.
Thank you for having me.
Some words of wisdom straight off the bat.
Can't wait for the AFCON final.
Mm-hmm.
And happy to be here, happy to engage with all of you and have fun.
Come alive to 52 games of the Total Africa Cup of Nations 2021, live and in HD on SuperSport, your world of champions.
Let's start with AFCON. Let's go to the semifinals. What do you make of the two semifinals? And I guess maybe the most important thing to ask as well is, did you think these two finalists would be the teams that are playing in the championship match?
I think I agree with you about Senegal, that their chances were always there, but I had my heart on Nigeria.
As well.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Yeah, they really broke my heart, but I suppose that's how the game goes.
Yeah, it really is. It really is. And again, Egypt, we touched on the last time that, you know, they reminded us that this is, it's a marathon,
yeah. Mm-hmm.
You know, it's not a sprint, it's a marathon.
Yeah.
And
mm-hmm.
by again, hook and crook and penalties, once more, they've made it through.
And it doesn't have to be pretty.
It doesn't have to be pretty, you know, mm-hmm. and it really hasn't been.
It really wasn't. I mean, just yesterday though, to be honest, I enjoyed the first 45. After that, it just felt like pulling teeth. Because I was like, what is... No, honestly, it was... At some point, I was like, guys, we can finish now and go to penalties. Because
right.
it really felt that way.
Yeah.
Like, we are just not getting anywhere, you know? Aboubakar was played out of the game. Mo Salah had a couple of, you know, near misses where I was like, yeah, but guy, like... Kick into gear now, you know?
But I think his mind is there, though. Fully there.
Are you saying that now he wants to be in Liverpool?
I feel like maybe maybe at the beginning of the tournament, it didn't seem like it, but he has been Egypt's trump card throughout the knockout.
Yeah.
And I'd say yeah, he's definitely there now.
He's definitely there, but I think the biggest challenge would be because the kind of coach that they have. He's a very defending-minded coach that always focuses on the defense. And also he's new.
Yes.
So he's trying to probably maybe build a team that goes to the World Cup. He wasn't expected to be in the final, to be honest with you. So now that he's there, I mean, you might as well win it. But if you remember both Sadio and Salah, they spoke about the importance of winning this tournament.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And I think the pressure is more on Senegal than on Egypt. Because Senegal has been number one in the continent for the last year or two or so. So that's where the pressure comes in. But if you look at also how Egyptians are playing, they're not playing to impress anybody.
Yeah.
The pressure is win by any means necessary.
Mm.
So you also, we look at the yesterday's game, like nothing was on target.
Mm.
Like everything was like, okay, the ball boys were the ones who were working more.
Yeah.
So they have to fetch all the balls. But also you look at how Cameroon lost.
Yeah.
You know, they hit the pole, so they tried everything. And then also, like you said, it shows these two teams, actually, not just Egypt, these two teams actually showed us it's not a sprint.
Mm. Yeah.
It is America. They didn't start well. Both of them.
Likely then the final is going to be boring by, you know?
I don't know.
Was it sluggish, like slowly getting into it, not quick passes. And
you know, I was thinking about that yesterday, and my answer to that would be I don't think so.
I don't think so.
Purely because I think Senegal don't have a meek button. Senegal will run you off the park.
But also, you know, because Aliou Cisse said, this one is definitely my one.
Mm.
I've been there a good couple of times and I haven't been able to do it. This one, Hamba night.
But so I'm expecting them to come out of the block.
No, I'm expecting them.
I feel like you would have said this one is my one.
No, but I think it's more personal.
Yes, it's more personal now.
When it's like that, which means he's going to be very, very cagey. Mm-hmm. Because he knew what happened last time when he was in the final against Algeria.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So it's going to be like those one chance.
Exactly.
So it's going to be, that's what I'm saying, it's going to be a very boring game.
Cautious.
Yeah, it's going to be very close.
From both sides.
Look at Egypt, how they played all the tournament. Mm-hmm. The whole games they played in the tournament is very, very cagey. Mm-hmm. One opportunity, then they're on to the next.
But
I'm saying Senegal are winning 3-1 here.
Ah, bro, just because they scored more than one against Burkina Faso.
I'm just saying.
But also because Burkina Faso.
But having came in when? Like very late on.
Exactly.
And fatigue is probably coming in as well.
But also, when you look at the fact that with regards to Egypt, they were playing former champions
all
with almost every single game.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So for them, they've had to have a cautious approach. They've been tested since the jump. Whereas when you look at Cameroon, this was really their first real test. And in the first 45, they tried. They were like, okay, we're just going to keep testing the keeper. And then, I don't know, in the second half, I think Carlos was like, no, guys, we can take these guys, you know. And you could see that. They came out in the second half with a lot more confidence.
It did seem, Andy, and let's see, they did not practice those penalties.
I know, they definitely didn't practice the penalties.
I
was about to say, I don't think Cameroon expected that game to go all the way to penalties. And I wouldn't really blame them for thinking that. If you're looking at how Egypt even got to the semifinals, mm-hmm. I mean, their side that you can say they've played an extra game.
Yeah.
You know, the game against Ivory Coast went to extra time. Game against Morocco went to extra time. And so did this one against Cameroon. So that's 90 extra minutes. Mm. They're going to be a lot more tired in that final, I would think. Mm. Also, obviously, having one day less, you know, to prepare. Mm. So those penalties for me, it felt as if as the game went longer, Egypt looked like the side that would be victorious at the end.
Yeah.
For me, once it started pushing towards the end of the game, I was like, okay, Egypt's going to take this.
That's
because
this.
Cameroon threw everything at them and nothing worked. And at that stage, you're going to be dejected.
Yeah.
And also, if you're looking at the pitch, those legs were tired.
Yeah. Yeah.
Those guys were dragging themselves towards the end of that game. So by the time they got to penalties, Cameroon were just, they were not in it.
It challenges you because now also you look at the opponents that you're playing. I think if Egypt were positioned with maybe playing a lesser threatening side, this wouldn't be a conversation.
Mm-hmm.
But now they're playing against a side that they know that they might push them. And I think with that also, it comes to who's stronger mentally from the Egyptian side. So now you're expecting Salah to be there because he's the captain.
Mm-hmm.
He plays week in, week out. Every 2 days they play in EPL. But not everybody plays in the EPL.
Yeah.
So others, they play once a week. So it comes to that if your body can take you there.
Mm-hmm.
So now if you have a majority of the players that they know that the bodies can take you there, so you know you develop a different strategy into this game.
Yeah.
The closer you become, the tighter the game becomes, so that you know that at the end of the game, you still have the energy that you can be able to try and block Senegal. But I think Senegal will take that to advantage.
Mm.
These guys are tired. The first few minutes, first half, we need to be leading them because that would be the only way to beat Egypt.
Because
if it goes long of 0-0, Egypt will definitely win it.
As has been the case up until this point for them.
Yeah.
But now
we were saying,
yeah, exactly. So we were saying that Cisse is saying this one, it's mine, taking it. So it's the players motivated, plus the coaching staff is also motivated.
Yeah.
On the Egyptian side, no coach, no assistant. Then who pushes? Of course, the players would want it for themselves, but who pulls it all together?
It
has to be. Mm-hmm. But also the pressure is on Salah. It's not on the coaches.
Yeah.
The coaches' job, they were brought in to take this team and build a team for the World Cup.
Yeah.
That was the biggest plan for Egypt. So now that they're in the final, they might as well win it.
Mm.
But now the biggest pressure is on Senegal. If Cisse doesn't win it for Senegal, he's gone.
Unfortunately.
Well, World Cup players are coming and they're playing
play
Egypt.
Each other.
If he doesn't win this, he's gone.
I think we are saying that Senegal will be under pressure and there isn't pressure on Egypt. But I think we're actually understating. There is pressure on Egypt.
Yeah.
We've seen in the way that they've actually been approaching you know, the games that they've played, specifically in that semi-final. There was a lot happening off the pitch. If they're not complaining about the referee wanting him to be changed, they're cancelling training sessions because they're spotting drones. There's, you know, there was a lot. Even Carlos at some stage wanted to speak to CAF about certain things. So they were in their heads a lot ahead of that semi-final. And it eventually blew over and then the coach had to go off. So I think there is a lot of pressure on Egypt. Maybe they're not showing it, but to say Senegal has all the pressure and there's none on Egypt.
But you know why I'm saying there's less pressure on Egypt? Not in the sense that they're not expected to win this tournament, but they brought in a coach to build for the World Cup. I think their biggest priority was the World Cup. So now find a team from this tournament, use this tournament to build a team to go to the World Cup. Senegal has been number one. They've got nothing to show for. They've been number one in the continent. So now being number one in the continent,
something. They want to get back to their winning ways. They used to own the AFCON, you know?
Been at AFCON final more times than any other nation.
And they hosted in 2019
and still lost.
We also did mention that for both these two countries, the last time they've been to the final, they lost. And Egypt, that was 2017 against Cameroon. Senegal, Algeria, 2019. So there is that, you know, it is time for us to convert. From an Egyptian side, it's the sense that it's been, 12 years now since they won the last one. Yeah. From a Senegal point of view, it's been waiting.
It's the last of a dying breed.
And I think Cissé lost in as a player.
Also lost in 02. So I'm glad you mentioned, you bring that up because I want to ask you, we didn't, a lot of us didn't want this, but it is what it is. Salah against Mane in the final. Is it a case of it's those two or nothing for either side, or do you feel this is a perfect platform for, which hasn't happened so far in this tournament, for the supporting cast to actually rise up? And because Salah's going to be watched, Mane's going to be marked, you know. So it's time for the supporting cast to rise up and actually, you know.
Be counted.
Exactly, be counted.
I was reading an article that says this is the stage for Salah to perform in order for him to win a European
player of the year
or something. So there's a lot of pressure on him to do that. But we can say it's time for the other players to rise up, but it's still going to be on those two.
Even with the poster that came out from CAF itself, it said those two. So even they know from a confederation point of view that all eyes are on these two players. Yes, the rest of the cast can try and put their hands up, but all eyes are going to be on those two.
The reason I ask that is because we've seen this happen so many times on the international stage, where it's either Copa America final, Brazil, Argentina, and everyone is expecting Messi or Neymar to do the job. But Di Maria comes and does, Coutinho comes and does the job. Because again, if those two, Mane and Salah, decide to have their worst games of the tournament, we don't expect it, but if it happens, then for one team to win or the other, somebody else, Ramadan Sobhi, you have to do something. Cheku Kouyaté, whoever it might be, it's time for you guys to step up, because it seldom happens that the big name, the leader in terms of the big name, is the one that carries the team to
but
the
if
glory.
If neither perform, then we're going to penalties.
Because you're the star, looking at the semi-final, did you see how Vincent Aboubakar was literally taken out of the game?
Yeah.
So that could also be the strategy between the two. Make sure Salah doesn't play, make sure that Mane doesn't play, so that we see what happens, possibly even go to penalty.
But here's the difference though between Sadio and Salah. There's a lot of diversity from Sadio Mane. He can play in between the spaces, he can play as outward. So there's a lot of quality, and also he's having a better tournament than Salah.
That's true.
So now if you go into this game as Egypt, that you wanna actually try and block one guy, and then you have a problem.
You open it up for everyone.
Then you have a problem, because I strongly believe that what makes them a strong team that they are to be in the final, they need to continue with that. If you focus on individuals, then you're going to have an issue. So I think they need to do that. So is Senegal as well. They need to focus on Egypt, not Salah. Because with Salah, yes, you have opportunity, you create opportunity. But if Salah, honestly speaking, guys, if Salah was willing to engage his teammates, was willing to have increase his numbers and assists, Egypt will be winning easy games.
But he can't even do that at Liverpool. What's your point?
That's what I'm saying.
He can't even do that at Liverpool.
So now it shows you that if on the final, if things are getting tough, we know who might take it because he's willing to allow other players to shine, even though I'll be the one that hogs the headlines when we win. Mm. So that's where it counts, because of you relying on other people. Like you said, if you cancel, you cancel, you rely on teammates. Mm. We know that Salah can rely on teammates because he wants to carry the team alone.
Mm. Yeah.
But Sadio Mane can rely on his teammates, and that's who he is.
I can tell you the one person that is enjoying this particular conversation is our producer. He's loving this. He's absolutely loving
Liverpool
this.
Fans.
Liverpool fans, you know. And speaking of Liverpool, they will be in action in the FA Cup final. I mean, not final. FA Cup this
week. Getting
I'm sorry. I'm sorry.
Maybe for an increase.
But they will be in action. Andy, you're going to be telling us a bit more about Super Picks.
Yeah, of course. Yeah, Lazi. Super Picks is still coming to South Africa. I'm still unsure about you joining Super Picks, but it's going to be exciting, and I think we're all looking forward to it. Superpicks.com is Africa's fast-growing free-to-play sports predictor platform. Simply predict the scores of a set of 6 scheduled football matches, and if they're correct, you win a life-changing amount of money. If the jackpot isn't won, the player with the closest prediction still receives a sizable cash prize, all for free every single week.
Yeah.
Superpicks.com is live and available to play in Nigeria now, and will be launching in South Africa and Kenya in early 2022. Can't wait. So yeah, it's really great. You play for free and you win for real. So do visit promo.superpicks.com to find out more. But I'm excited.
So I think we all agree that if we were to put some, well, actually try and play Super Picks, yeah, Paul would be our representative, because she's clearly, she knows how to do this prediction thing.
Yes, I do.
Maybe she's going to somebody every day.
Okay, let's quickly get into the picks for this week, because I did mention Liverpool. They do feature in the picks this time around. FA Cup action against Cardiff. Who's going to predict that one? Andy?
That's me. So I think it's an easy one for Liverpool. 4-0. Cardiff is 20th.
4-0.
Yeah. Cardiff are lying 20th on the table.
I was about to say, without Mane, without Salah.
Yeah, hey, it's the Cardiff. They will find they will find it.
Where are you going?
Chelsea.
Yeah.
I say 3-0.
Who's that flag? Looks like a high school. Who is that flag?
Yeah.
Green.
Yeah, we'll confirm. I'm going to do Milan Derby.
Okay.
It's 1-2, isn't it?
Yeah.
In Italy?
Yeah.
Okay. All right. So I'm going to go Inter. I'm going to go Inter to win by 3-1.
Yeah.
The one goal that Milan is going to score is a penalty for Zlatan. But Inter, Lautaro Martinez. Oh wait, no. Lautaro Martinez on the score sheet. Alexis Sanchez is going to 79th minute chip, and then Edin Dzeko is going to score a header.
I love
what
it.
You
only
go
into details and then get everything wrong.
Yes. Who gave you that scoop?
Okay, Tottenham's going to take that one. I'll 2-1.
2-1.
Yeah. And the AFCON final. Look, I'm still thinking I wanted Cameroon to be in that final. Egypt made it, I was wrong. I still think they deserved it more.
But you
so
were wrong.
Senegal, I think, will win that one. And 2-1.
2-1 to Senegal.
2-1 to Senegal.
Donna?
I want them to put us out of our misery.
One AFCON final and final. If I predict, that team's going to lose. So let me say Egypt so that Senegal can win.
Okay.
Because I want Senegal to win.
Yeah.
So, but for Man City, I mean, it's an obvious thing. And what I like about what I like about the program that they have is when they do actually have like a certain, like this tournament, like this cup like this, he uses younger players that will be able to be integrated come next season. So I'm always excited to see this type of tournament, because I know that I'll be seeing an interesting player that I've never seen before.
Yeah.
And Pep doesn't mind using those younger players as long as there's quality in there. We don't know about the four
what's your score,
other team.
Score prediction.
No, 3-1. Okay.
3-1.
And that one will be an own goal.
I'll be watching
my Zama
Remember,
obvious.
Okay, next week we are going to be having a look at some of these predictions. Yeah. And I think it's time I vindicate myself. So, fingers crossed. But that is how we wrap up AFCON and Super Picks. Cheers.
Cheers.
Every weekend, you can predict the scores of 6 soccer fixtures and win a huge jackpot for free. What's more, even if you miss the jackpot, there will still be a guaranteed cash prize for the player with the closest predictions each week. So, could that be you? Visit promo.superpicks.com to find out more. Coming soon to South Africa. Super Picks. Play for free. Win for real.
Now, innovation is the name of the game for both SuperSport and DStv. And over the last 2 weeks, we've seen a one-of-a-kind, first-of-its-kind on the South African football landscape. The DStv Compact Cup has finally come to a close, and the Warriors have been crowned champions of the inaugural tournament. And I use the term inaugural because, hint, hint, wink, wink, we're hoping this is not the end of it. Idu?
Yes, we certainly hope it's not the end. A great initiative that started with big picture thinking. So the challenge had been that it's AFCON time, and us being from South Africa, no Bafana Bafana, so what do we do?
Yeah.
And the thought was to mix it up. We've never had a competition that mixes players from the different teams, so let's try that out. And this is how the concept of the DStv Compact Cup came to be.
And as far as reception is concerned from the football-loving public?
It's been awesome. It's been awesome. Seeing it's a people's choice tournament, we put in place some voting mechanics where viewers could pick in the players they wanted to see in whichever team, and then that moved on to picking the starting 11, and then from the starting 11 you could do your substitution as well. So it's 6 weeks of voting, well over 2 million votes, which is awesome for a tournament, and especially in its first appearance. So the reception has been awesome. The participation from the public has been very, very encouraging, and the players enjoyed it. I was at the final on Saturday, and when that final whistle blew, all those players rushed onto the pitch, and it was so very nice to see.
I was going to talk about the players, because what we did see is building up to the first weekend, a lot of players, you know, were willing and able to like send videos of them encouraging fans to get involved. So that was really important as well, to see that the players are, you know, sort of buying into this, because as we have mentioned, we want this to be something that happens regularly.
And also I think because most players as well, it should be exciting to play with a certain, maybe large in the same team, knowing for a fact that maybe you're hoping, or maybe you know that for a fact that it's not going to happen because of the team that you play for. Mm-hmm. But having that idea that this actually gives me that opportunity and playing against. So yeah, I think it's more of a bragging right type of a thing. So it's nice to have those and be able to see that on the pitch. So I think it was a good initiative, but I just hope timing, because I think we would want fans actually. I think it would be great if fans were allowed into the stadium, because then you're having that atmosphere, you're getting the excitement from the players as well. I think that would be dope, but not that it wasn't. But I just feel like, you know, I'm sure when it comes back, it will be greater and better.
On that note, so when I posted a picture of you, Shaba, and Yeye this week, right? A lot of people were like, oh, it would have been great to see these three in one team, playing in one team.
Yeah, yeah.
So that made me curious. If you had to have a Compact Cup during the time you were playing, who are the players you would have loved to be on the same field with, in the same team?
Yeah, Umpo, you know you could have texted me this now.
And I know you're on the spot.
That is as good a question as I think anyone has ever asked on Super Tube.
But the thing is that on a club level, I've never played with Yeye, I've never played with Shaba, I've never played with E2. I think those are the players that comes to mind right now. I've played with Papi Zotwani at Sundowns. There's a lot of players that I've played with. But the ones that I never had a chance to actually play with and try and understand them, I think maybe probably those are those three.
Now, Idu did mention that she was at the final of the DCC. Some of us weren't. And I know when I say some of us, I also speak for some of you who are watching as well. So if you weren't at the Calabash for this particular showdown, this is what happened.
But this is beautiful, being back in this sanctuary of history in South African football and South African history at large. It's a great feeling. It does something to one soul. Yeah, but maybe better safe than sorry. But perhaps to echo certain sentiments, let's vaccinate Buffet too.
past champions of the inaugural Confi Cup, so I'm very, very happy.
Oh, DCC. Belonging to the Warriors, and Itukule lifting a trophy. Has been a long time since he's lifted a trophy. Very long time.
And I was going to say that, yes.
I'm not firing any shots. I'm just saying it was good to see Itumele Nkune, Bafana's number one, South Africa's number one, lifting a trophy. That is that on that.
Okay.
Notice how everyone is like, okay.
I'm with Razi on this one. The Warriors
looked
too happy.
No, but you're putting out a statement. You're not asking us questions. So what do you want us to say?
Okay, all right. Now, obviously, the Compact Cup hasn't been the only highlight over the last couple of weeks on the DSTV platform, because Big Brother has gathered again.
Yes. It's into week three. And there's been all sorts of talk about it on social media, on everywhere. I think we're not going to say what which segment you particularly enjoy. We don't know which one that is. But I have a question for you guys. Mm-hmm. So if you had to, do you think you could participate in Big Brother as a start?
It's a no from me.
No, it's a no from me. Oh, that was quick.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
No.
Okay. Yeah, okay. Let's make it simpler.
Okay.
If there was a super sport talent Big Brother,
no.
Who do you think would win?
Oh, okay. I'd be in. Definitely be in. I know that Donald would probably be the first one to leave. Donald would definitely be the
first
one to leave.
Why? Do you think he will get himself eliminated?
No. Yes, you do everything to make sure he is eliminated. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. And we're watching. We've got some visuals of what goes down when it comes to Big Brother. So I think at the moment they're busy cleaning, which is a good thing. We didn't want to see them do other things. But I think Donna, you'd definitely be the first one. Donna did want to see these other things, but it's okay. You'd be the first one to leave. Am I lying?
Let me tell you why. I think they'll vote me out.
Because?
They'll vote me out so that I shouldn't win. But also, I think me also being cluttered and being in the same space with too many people, I don't think I'll function very well. Mm. First of all, I'm not a morning person.
So you'd wake up like midday?
Yeah. Then you must have a conversation. No. Right. I just wake up like, hey, no. Can I breathe?
That's what I struggle with.
Is the second one voted out?
Definitely be the second one.
Can't wake up and be ready to talk.
I agree.
Andy?
Yeah, no, that's exactly what I'd struggle with. I think you need, you know, time out from Abantu sometimes. And Big Brother house, you're turning, there's someone there who wants to chat. You're going to the kitchen, there's people sitting. You cannot have your own time.
Yeah.
And even when you think you're on your own, there's a bunch
Big
of people watching
you
at home. Yeah. So, I don't know.
Actually, you asked us this question before we close. Would you?
I have done the exercise before.
Oh, have you?
Yes, many moons ago, before the actual Big Brother started.
Were you that cheap?
No, I hope not. But the whole experience of being in the house 24/7 with people all over with cameras.
Yeah.
Yeah.
How was it?
Bad, because we ran out of alcohol.
Okay.
Now you have to be real. But yes, Big Brother is back. Channel 198, available to everyone on DSTV Compact and app.
Now, of course, as far as South Africa is concerned, we've got a millionaire thanks to the DCC. Has been crowned. Mm-hmm. Is from my home province because Sinama winners. But that was so unnecessary. But it's okay. It's okay. Idu, you and I have got some business to attend to. Mm-hmm. So let's quickly please walk to the stage and to join Tabisa. A million rand later.
Over it's a million rather votes. Heavy.
Oh, I can't imagine. Tabisa Mkhwana is the executive head of marketing, MasterChoice. Thank you very much for joining us with the cool 1 million rand check for our winner, Usibongiseni. And just before you do the handover, Tabisa, just tell us about your thoughts as far as the DCC is concerned, the concept and the success of it as well.
So one, I'm excited. I don't often get to hold this kind of money in my hand, and so it feels really good. But it also feels really good to give it to a DSTV subscriber. For us, DStv Compact Cup was really around getting fans involved. We called it the viewer's choice because we really wanted them to have a say in who plays, a say in who takes the field, a say in the substitutions. One of the things we know is lovers of football love the game, but they also love the players, but they also have an opinion. They've got a strong opinion, and Small voiced his opinion, and R1 million later, that's how much his opinion was worth. It was fantastic to see the boys play. It was really awesome to get a couple of fans into the stadium, which was really great. We're looking forward to the next one, hopefully bigger, better, full stadiums this time around, and to see what happens. Yeah.
Now, I know there's a reason why Sport isn't here. Please tell us a bit more about that.
So he's asked to stay anonymous. These things happen, and I think I would too. With this kind of weight on him, he's asked that we keep his identity private. However, we did manage to get down to him to chat to him. He's super excited. He does know he's the newest millionaire. He does have some perspectives around how that feels.
Yeah.
And I think we're going to get to see that just now. Yeah.
Okay. So that's exactly what we are going to do. I'm going to join Small all the way in Durban as the latest millionaire in South Africa. All thanks to the DCC.
This past weekend, we witnessed two giants in Colster United FC, as well as Warriors, battle it out to see who was going to walk away with the DStv Compact Cup, as well as 1 million rand. We are in KZN right now to meet the DStv Compact Cup Viewer's Choice winner, find out his thoughts and emotions on walking away with 1 million rand. So, let's go. If I may ask, how many times were you actively voting, and who was your most voted player in your starting 11?
I think I voted two or three times, and I voted for Ricardo Gos.
Wow, three times a charm, eh? So which team were you supporting in the DStv Compact Cup?
Dinaledi.
Dinaledi FC. Are you a bit disappointed that they didn't walk away with a million rand as you did today?
Yes, I'm very disappointed. Well, I'm glad that they started this competition, because there are a couple of players that we might never see them on the playing or on the same side.
Okay, no, thank you very much again for having us. Again, congratulations on being the DStv Compact Cup Viewer's Choice winner. And I hope that you enjoy your million rand.
Okay, thank you very much.
Thank you very much, sir. And there you have it from our DStv Compact Cup Viewer's Choice winner. You've heard the thoughts as well as emotions. This has been an amazing journey. Four giants battling it out, and only one winner taking it all. On behalf of myself, Andre, as well as the DStv Compact Cup team, signing out.
An amazing journey it has been, from the voting to the crowning of the champions, the Warriors, and of course to the crowning of the winner of a cool 1 million rand. Big congratulations to you, Sbo. And Tabisa, final thoughts from you as well?
So we just want to congratulate Sbo. This is Magbimnande Kaya. Stay on Compact, stay connected. To every other subscriber that we have, thank you for going on this journey with us. We had millions of votes and Small came at top. Looking forward to bringing you guys incredible local content, incredible sports. Keep tuned on the DStv Premiership. We still need to crown the next one of those. And so lots on the go, but congratulations, Small. I hope you enjoy the ching ching and Mimnande Kai.
100%. Thank you so much for that, Tabisa. As you hand over the cool 1 million rand, Idu, let's just remind you, it belongs to Small.
All right.
You're just doing the honors of accepting it on his behalf. Thank you so much to Tabisa. Thank you very much to Idu. Thank you very much to the team as well. That is how we wrap up Super Tube, powered by Super Picks. Cheers.
Cheers.
Dulo, cheers.
Cheers.